You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Retired Brigadier General Michael McDaniel was appointed to lead the effort to get those lead water pipes out of Flint. That was back in February. Here we are, it's September, and McDaniel has yet to be paid one thin dime for his work. Bridge Magazine writer Ron French is here with the story. Ron, that appointment was made by Flint Mayor Karen Weaver 7 months ago. McDaniel was hired at a salary of $120,000 a year and not a penny since then?
Yes, that's right. Actually, when she appointed him, there was no plan set as to how he was going to get paid. No one knew. They figured, well, we'll figure it out later.
We'll get him on board, and he was willing to work with that.
Yeah, he's a good guy, and he has another source of income also. But it was a big commitment on his part, and he is the person who helped figure out how to get the lead pipes out in Lansing. He was the guy to hire, and it seemed like the absolute perfect thing for the city.
Mm-hmm.
That started in February. You come to May, there's still no pay. So this word gets to the Charles Stewart Mott Foundation about this, and the foundation steps in and says, look, this can't go on. We should pay this guy.
Because clearly the people of Flint want those lead service lines out, so that's such a top priority.
There's over a half billion dollars that has flowed into Flint or is coming to Flint, but yet everyone's still brushing their teeth with bottled water. You know, and so this is the number one priority, but yet it's where the least movement has been made. But anyway, so this had to be fixed. And so the foundation, you know, and the foundation world has been great with Flint, especially the Mott Foundation. They stepped in and said, we are going to give the city $120,000 to pay this guy for the next year.
Okay. Good news, you would think.
You would think. Okay. But that was May. The check actually got to the city in July. And the soonest he will get paid, if everything works out now, is mid-September. And that is because you have so many layers of bureaucracy and so many people who don't know, the right hand not knowing what the left hand is doing.
So in meantime, if I read your piece in Bridge properly, Mott was thinking all along that McDaniel was being paid and discovered, I think through your phone call, that they discovered he had not been paid. They didn't know this.
The foundation thought when they sent a check that basically they would almost just walk it down the hallway and hand it to this guy. And that's probably what should have happened. But there's so many layers going on there, and it's so emblematic of the troubles that go on in Flint.
What did you think as you uncovered this story, Ron? Surprised?
Yeah, it was surprising. But then again, when we talked to people in Flint, people were unaware of it, but they almost shrugged their shoulders at it, including Mr. McDaniel, who sort of has been there for a lot of months and knows this is sort of how things operate. It's really, things are very slow, convoluted. Nothing gets done in a hurry here.
Well, in meantime, we know that there were somewhat 11,300 lead pipelines. And at this point, how many service lines have been replaced?
33. I know. And again, that's another problem in bureaucracy between the city and the state at that point, because they're arguing over how much money should be spent per house to fix these pipes.
So it is just a story that shows that people looking for change in Flint need to be very, very patient. Ron French, his story, How Long Will Flint's Water Chief Remain Unpaid, can be found in Bridge Magazine at bridgemi.com. Thanks so much, Ron.
Thank you.